back here one more time at Moreau Forsyth High School, where Central Catholic has defeated St. Teresa 66-41 to advance to Friday night's championship ball game. And we tracked down the coach. He was still in the locker room. Finally done talking to his team, but I guess after that first half and just 16 points out of a team that normally scores a bunch more than that, you had a few words for your team, I guess, after the ball game, even though they got the W.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the first time a lot of those boys have played in a sectional atmosphere, and, I thought, we played a really good Decatur St. Teresa team, and Coach Noon does a great job, but I thought we were a little bit tight, and, sometimes that happens, but I credit them. The kids hung around and they played defense. They didn't let their offense dictate their defensive effort. They played hard defensively, gave ourselves an opportunity to still have a close game, and then found a way to just relax and trust each other. And I thought at halftime, that was the message. You got to relax, you got to trust each other, you got to do what you've done for, 20 some games, and they did that.
You can see where we're sitting here on the stage, we've got a pretty good close view of the action when it's at this end of the floor. Yeah. We could tell it was a physical game out there. I mean, they weren't shy. They were putting bodies on people, and it was a physical game. It had to be frustrating at times for players out there, but the officials also were letting them play. It looked like your guys, it took a while to adjust to that, but they figured it out in the second half, it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, in a bigger atmosphere, it was a physical game, and mentally you got to be tough enough just to finish through that. And, I didn't know early, maybe we didn't do as good a job, but they found a way. They're resilient. They found a way to, just toughen up and do a good job.
That Isaiah Bond is a very good ball player for them. You had your best defensive guard and Luke Yoder on him most of the ball game, and Luke did a good job, but he was having to fight through so many of those screens, especially the big man setting those screens way out to the top there. He was a tough man to cover, but you guys did a pretty good job overall, didn't you think?
Yeah, I was really pleased. I mean, Luke is just a fantastic basketball player. He's really good on defense, but he's also really good on offense. But he did. He rose to the challenge. You're not going to limit a player like that of scoring the basketball. What you got to do is make him take tough shots. He made some tonight, but I felt like Luke harassed him and made his night long, and he earned every bucket he got.
He had to battle some foul problems with this ball game, especially in the second half. Your big guys were in some foul trouble. Patrick Rahuga gave you some great minutes off the bench.
Yeah, Pat did a great job. Tonight he came off the bench and just gave us a lot of energy. Hit a big three in there and rebounded the ball, but played great defense. I think he had two charges, and, patches the great team guy and whatever it takes to give the Saints a positive outcome.
You guys played, of course, man almost all the time, but you did play a little zone tonight. What was that about?
Yeah, the old adage is, and it's baseball, you got a fastball, you try to establish it. Well, occasionally throwing a curveball. And so tonight, play a little bit of zone and trying to extend the foul situation and see if we could, see if we could keep some people on the floor and not get too bad of foul trouble.
At halftime, you were down by 18-16. Well, you came right out of the gate to start the third quarter. What was the emphasis in the locker room at halftime? And they sure seemed to respond to whatever you had to tell them there at the break.
Well, we talked about relaxing. Ultimately, we said, you guys need to trust each other. Relax. It's a game you love. We look so tight out there. You got to have some fun. You got to have a smile on your face. If you're nervous, give it to Christ. And the guys did that. And I thought it came out, and, ultimately we're relaxed. And, when you play relaxed, you do anything relaxed, you're a better athlete. And, we got them to relax a little bit, hit a shot, and they settled down. But, I was awfully proud of them.
Yeah, Jack hit a couple big threes there to get you started the third quarter.
Yeah, he sure did. He hit one, a really good look right in front of our bench, then right down in the left corner, and did a nice job. His teammates got the ball out, played good defense, got the ball out. He was wide open. No hesitation, he made it.
All right, well, you're into Friday's championship ball game, of course, against an opponent to be determined. It could be Monticello. It could be St. Joe Ogden. I think you're pretty familiar with both those teams. They're in your newly formed conference this year, and they're both very good basketball teams. It's going to be a tough one regardless of who it is.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter who we play, but we know that we're going to get a very high-quality basketball team that's very well coached. We're just very excited to have an opportunity to compete for a sectional title.
But be honest with me, if you can, you really would like another shot at Monticello after that tough 3-point loss in their gym a couple of weeks ago, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, any time that you have a setback or a learning opportunity, you would love to ride a a wrong right, so to speak. But to be honest, it doesn't make any difference. We're just happy to be there, and two quality programs, two wonderful coaches. We're excited for that opportunity.
All right. I appreciate you answering that question, despite the fact you probably didn't really want me to ask that.
That's okay. I made you wait.
Yeah. You did. You did make me wait a little while for this interview. Yeah. All right, Coach. Thanks very much, and good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you later on.
Thank you again for all WJBC does for high school sports across the area. We really appreciate it.
We enjoy it very much. Jason Welch, the head coach of the Central Catholic Saints, who advanced to Friday night's championship ball game. As we said, they'll play the winner of tomorrow night's ball game. That'll be played at 7 o'clock here at Morrill Forsyth High School, Monticello or St. Joe Ogden. Saints winners tonight, come from behind fashion after trailing at halftime by a couple, win at 66-41 over Decatur St. Teresa.